Saquon Cosby.
Omanaya, Vondrell, Whitaker, just so many different guys, Cody Johnson, that can step in and play and be successful or, you know, produce for us. So we're in a good situation from that standpoint. And, of course, our O-line is looking as good as ever.
Quan, you've probably rehashed this a bunch of times, but baseball, football, how do you know what tells you which way to go? What?
I heart and passion. I mean, I love football. I mean, football and baseball, and I love to watch baseball. Still, my favorite game on PlayStation. All of that, really? But as far as playing and getting out there, and what gives me more butterflies and more of a passion is definitely football.
Really, that's kind of what that was your determining factor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, through prayer and you know what, where my heart leaned, and it definitely was football.
Quan, as you look around this team and go back, you've been here with undefeated teams. You know, last year you guys did okay, but not what I know what you wanted to do. How does the talent level match up from 2-3 years ago? Is it about the same? You still have as many talented guys around?
Yeah, position to position, I think so. I mean, you have guys out there. So much in football, I mean, there's a lot of every team in the nation has talent.
Yep.
I mean, I'm talking about from each division, as you saw from the upsets last year. But, I mean, it boils down to heart and passion, and we have definitely this summer showed just as much passion as we did when I first came, and it's you know, it looks promising. You know, mm-hmm. Guys are out there working extremely hard. Everyone's out for the same purpose and coming together to try to, you know, reach our goals, and I definitely see that it matches by far the passion and I guess you would say talent that we had 2 or 3 years ago.
What did you learn from that bowl game? Because you guys came out really fired up for that.
I think that's what it was. I mean, the bowl game, no one likes to lose. And when we had lost against A&M, guys, you know, really, I guess, took a step back, you know, dug down deep and, you know, asked themselves, are we going to give up? Are we going to turn this thing around? And we had extremely good bowl practices. Guys were working really hard. And like I said, we came together as a team and about one purpose, and that was to win that game. And guys went out and played that way. And I think that's how we're going to, you know, go into this 2-a-days and this season.
How would you rate the receiving core?
Right now, it's guys working hard, you know, competing. We have a couple of older guys, and then we have some young guys who are competing just as well. So we're going to go into 2-a-days. Once we put on the pads, we'll see more of what's going to come about, and I think it's going to be a great group.
What do you see from those young guys?
Work. You know, they're really working. They're smart on the field. They're learning really fast, and that's what we need, really, because they're all as talented. I mean, they're extremely talented, but who's going to learn the fastest and put the complete game together and consistently? And they're all doing well.
Quan, how weird is it, Coach Brown in there with saying that you guys are underdogs this year, but just the whole concept of Texas being an underdog in this conference?
You know, this is a great conference, you know, and there's some great teams in it, so including us. But it's something we, as players, you don't think about because, you know, we go in day in and day out, you know, just knowing that regardless whether you're picked to win or lose, the other could happen. So, you know, we're just going out there and taking it a game at a time and just going to go out there and compete regardless of what we're picked.
But are you using these diminished expectations kind of as something to charge you guys to get ready for the season? You know, people are writing you off compared to normal Texas teams.
Oh, you know, I guess certain players could. Me personally, not really, because, you know, we have our goals set. But, again, anything you can add to it, yeah, add flavor, you know, add momentum, you know, motivation, that you definitely use it for that. And that's all it is, though. I mean, it's, you know, talk board stuff, you know, different things like that. Put it on the board. Hey, this is that. But for the most part, you know, playing at the University of Texas, you know that it's going to be a great game, you know, week in and week out.
Goals any different each for this year than your goals are the same as any other year, I guess?
Just go out there, take it a game at a time, and try to win them all. I think that's every team in the nation's goal, is to go out there and compete and win as many as you can. And I think more than anything, personal goal and goals that we've talked from an offensive standpoint is to play four quarters. We started slow a little bit last year and finished slow sometimes last year. As a team, I think we want to play four full quarters, and I think – will be tough to beat anyone. Tough to beat if they play those full quarters.
Well,